All right. Well, it is 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the IAB's business meeting. Sorry, I'm just looking at my notes. So we're gonna start off by doing introductions. We're just gonna go around the room and say our name and maybe one nice thing about ourselves. Real fast. I think everybody, let me double check. Everybody has, as of right now, the ability to unmute themselves. Once it gets to you, or just shout out your name once the next person is done. Politely, please. All right, so my name is Dustin Cather. I am currently the first vice president of IAPS. We'll go to Denise.
Hello, my name is Denise Avant, and I am the current president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois.
Perfect. Any Michael?
I'm Michael Novitsky, and I'm helping out with hosting here.
Awesome. And we'll Pam Allen. Oh,
Good
wonderful.
morning, everybody. I am really excited to be here with you today as your national rep.
Bridget Burke. Oh, that's it. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget Burke. I'm helping out with the meeting this morning and making sure that the voting goes well.
All right, Ellen.
Ellen should be able to unmute herself. She's a co-host.
Oh, this is Ellen Bartel, and I'm a board member.
All right, Marilyn.
Okay, sorry. I'm Marilyn Green, current second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois.
All right, looks like Patty next.
Patty Chang, I am a member of IABS and currently serve as treasurer of this affiliate, gladly giving it up at the end of this term. I will stay around, but I'm glad not to be treasurer anymore.
All right. Glenn.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Glenn Moore. I'm the treasurer of IABS and also business administration student at Columbia College, Missouri Online.
Awesome. Looks like we got Pat next.
Hi, do I need to unmute?
Nope, you're good.
Nope.
Okay, Pat Olson, I'm a member of the Affiliate State Board. Good morning. Nice
Welcome.
to hear your voice.
Nice to hear
Thank
your
you.
voice. All right, Ayub, you're up next.
Hey guys, so Ayub, aka Job, and I'm a board member and I recently graduated.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Hey.
Thank you.
Looks like we got Alex next. Scholarship winner name.
Thank you, Dustin. My name is Alex Scamino, and I've been a board member for I think the last 5 years.
So, Debbie Stein, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
I'm Debbie Stein. I am first vice president of NFBI and chair the scholarship committee, the NFBI scholarship committee.
Wonderful. Welcome. Sabrina, you'd like to introduce yourself?
I'm Sabrina Kimbrough, by far the youngest NFBI member here. Hopeful to win some election today, and I am currently a second year grad student studying education with a hope to be a teacher at a school for the blind.
Excellent. David.
And also my pronouns are she, her.
Awesome.
So what?
David, a scholarship winner, if you'd like to introduce yourself. Or unmuted. Oh, now you're muted. You can unmute yourself.
You're muted. There.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. I'm David. I was a scholarship winner this weekend at the convention. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome. Looks like we got Elizabeth up next. You can unmute yourself, Elizabeth.
And I'm currently the secretary of IADS.
Perfect. Welcome. All right, we got an Emily H.
Hello, I'm Emily Hoppler. I'm currently a grad student at NIU in their orientation and mobility and vision rehabilitation therapy programs. I'm originally from Washington State, so this is actually my first year here in Illinois.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Emma, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Emma Meyer. I'm currently IAB's president, but I will be stepping down today. I'm a senior at University of Iowa, majoring in political science with a minor in psychology.
Wow, time flies. Emma's a senior in college. That's crazy. All right. Looks like we have Julia next.
Okay, hi, I'm Julia. I am getting back into school, thank God. And I am looking forward to getting back into NFB as well.
Awesome, welcome, welcome. Looks like we have Justine. You can unmute yourself. All right, that's fine. We got a Lynn.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, there you go.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Just introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name's Justine. I'm really excited to be here, I guess. I'm currently going to DePaul University, so. I don't know what else to say. I'm so sorry.
Hey, that works.
Okay.
Welcome. All right. We got a Lynn, L-I-N.
That's probably Linda Hendel.
Yep, she's unmuted.
5-8-6-2-7-2-3-3-4.
I think she left. All right. Now we got a... Natalio Abar. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but you can unmute yourself and just introduce yourself.
Gotcha. Okay. My name is Natalio Abar. I am studying to be a TVI at Northern Illinois University. This is my first convention, state or national with the NFBI. So I'm just a new recruit and I'm just learning the ropes. Nice to meet everybody.
Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Looks like Nelly Gamino is up next.
Good morning. I'm Nelly Gamino. I'm a parent and this is my 17th convention probably.
Awesome. Welcome. Looks like we have Raven up next.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Raven Wilson. I'm a current grad student at NIU studying rehabilitation therapy and assistive technology. And I'm super excited to be here and to be getting into the NFP.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Looks like we have Nina from New York.
Hello. Sorry, I had to keep leaving and rejoining for some reason. My Zoom app froze and doesn't like me. Hey, guys, I'm Nita. I'm from New York. I served as your NABS rep this weekend, and I am studying psychology and criminal justice right now.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for being here this weekend. Looks like we have the fabulous Kathy Randall up next.
Can you hear me?
Is this mic working?
Yes.
You can hear me. It's a miracle. This is Kathy Randall. I'm a member of IABS, and I hold a board seat on the state affiliate board. And I'm currently been doing a lot of fundraising for the affiliate for about 20 years. Love it. And I joined in 1982, so I'm ancient as far as the Federation goes, but I'm just a kid, you guys.
I'm glad you think that way.
Awesome. So we just got a couple more, then we're pretty good on time. All right.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me, there's a few people here that that I recognize that I would like to say hi to.
Oh.
I think Raven Wilson was my clinical student, and hello, I'm Sydney.
Oh, welcome, Sydney. Awesome.
Hi. I think Raven was my clinical student once.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the meeting. Sarah Luna, if you would like to just introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sarah Luna. You're a 2020 National Scholarship recipient, and I co-chair both the Illinois Affiliate and the NABS Diversity and Inclusion Committees. Really glad to be here today.
Awesome. Glad to have you. All right. Looks like we got Shane.
Hey, everyone. I'm Shane. Wow, it's Sunday at 8 a.m., but I'm just here to observe.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Shane. Shane is also on the NABS board, if I'm correct. So welcome.
He's our neighbor from Minnesota.
Not here in an official capacity in any way.
He's just here to chill with us. All right. Looks like we got Thomas. Thomas H. All right. Oh, there he is.
I think that's actually Jennifer Howell. And when you get to the end, Dustin Francisco is here. He's just not showing up because he's on with me.
Oh, okay.
Thomas is here too.
This is Thomas.
Hey, welcome. All right. Thomas and Jennifer Howell. Maria Sanders, if you would like to. Oh, say the word.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Maria Sanders. I'm one of the scholarship finalists, and this is my first NFB convention.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Congratulations. And second to last, well, Steve Hostalis. Unmute yourself, Steve. All right. Just for time's sake, Steve Hostalis is here. Yay! And then we'll ask Francisco Chang to say hello, and we'll get started.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, there's Steve.
Yeah, I'm just walking home with a bag of stuff from my McDonald's a block away from my house.
Awesome.
I'll pretend that I'm in a hotel.
Got it.
I'm having breakfast along with our meeting.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Steve. And last but not least, Francisco Chang. You want to say hello?
Yeah, you're good. I'm sorry to them.
Oh, hi. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be here listening to all the students. And I wish everybody, the candidates, luck. And, you know, wish you all a continued great convention.
Awesome. Glad to have you. All right. So we'll start off in our official capacity with Mr. Glenn Moore with our treasurer's report.
All right. Good morning again, everybody. This will be a pretty short report because there wasn't a lot of financial activity this year. This is going to be covering four quarters, same as last year. So it's going to be the third and fourth quarter of 2019, and then the first and second quarter of 2020. The beginning balance was $380.80. The ending balance was $773.80. Income totaled $393. We brought in $75 in dues, $205 in IEBS Idle, and $113 in raffle from convention last year. We had no official expenses. There is one sort of footnote. There is a deposit for the spring seminar that's pending, but we'll probably end up doing some sort of arrangement with the states, similar to what we did the last, I think, 2 years, where IEBS covered roughly $1,000. That's all for the official report. I can tell you that just as an estimate, there is some activity after the second quarter. What you might want to know from the convention here is that from the third and fourth quarter, the trivia night brought in about $150. So that was pretty good. And I believe that's the end of the report.
Awesome, thank you. Denise, we have to vote to approve the treasurer's report, correct? Would that be a voice vote?
Okay, yes, you should. Somebody should make a motion in a second. And you should vote on it.
Got it. A call for the motion to approve the 2019-2020 I have
treasurer. Move to approve.
Motion second. Approved.
Sabrina got the motion. Ellen got second. All in favor from the voting membership to approve the 2019 to 2020 I have treasurer's report. Please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
All right, looks like the ayes have it. Motion approved. All right. Cool. So we'll move on to the president report. I'll be giving this. I actually wrote this back in August, so it was kind of nice to not have to write it last night. The Illinois Association of Blind Students is going strong as we look to the future. In August of 2019, Amy Boskow, Ellen Bartelt, Glenn Moore, and Dustin Cather had the opportunity to travel with our state affiliate board to Baltimore, Maryland, to our national headquarters for a weekend of leadership training hosted by our national office. This was an amazing opportunity to learn from our national leaders, leadership skills that will help grow our affiliate and our student board into the future. In October 2019, IEBS was in full force at the NFB of Illinois State Convention held at our state capitol in Springfield, Illinois. On Friday night, IEBS hosted its annual IEBS Idol, a friendly singing competition / fundraiser that benefits the student division. IEBS treated convention goers to a night of talent and fun with our affiliate members. On Saturday, IEBS hosted its luncheon programming as we had the chance to hear from our 2019 state scholarship finalist, which was Lily Diego Johnson and Samantha Mayberry. IEBS also presented two Teachers Excellence Awards to two deserving teachers of blind students. There was also fun programming during the luncheon that got our membership thinking about subjects or surrounding our movement. IEBS is also proud to announce that one of our very own was selected as a 2020 National Scholarship finalist. Congratulations to Sarah Luna on that monumental achievement. IEBS was also saddened to not be able to attend the 2020 Midwest Student Seminar due to the pandemic. I am just excited for it to come back in full swing in March of 2021. The 2019-2020 Illinois Association of Blind Students currently consists of, in terms of the board, President Emma Meyer, First Vice President Dustin Cather, Second Vice President Amy Bosco, Secretary Elizabeth Sprecher, Treasurer Glenn Moore, Board Member 1, Caitlin Ryan, Board Member 2, Ellen Bartelt, Board Member 3, Ayub Zarakat, and Board Member 4, Alex Camino. And that concludes this year's report. All right. So thank you.
There should be a motion to approve.
I have a motion that we approve the presidential report.
Ellen has
a first. Second.
Glenn gets a second. All in favor, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of approving the 2019-2020 IEBS presidential report, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. A motion approved. All right. And we're great on time. Actually, 2 minutes early. All right. I'm going to pass it over to Denise. It looks like it's election time.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I want to first start by repeating the telephone number that you need to call in order to be able to cast your vote. So the number is 3598. Let me just double check that number. I'm sorry, I was looking for it as we were talking here.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. So the other thing that I need to say, that the only people who can vote in this election are people who have currently paid their IEBS dues. And I'm going to go through the list of people who have paid. Obviously, you have to be present, and as I expressed, a dues paying member to IEBS. Also, one last thing is that you would have had to register the number that you plan to vote from by October the 9th. So I'm going to go through the list of members who are eligible to vote. I'm taking this off of my computer. Okay, I'm eligible to vote. Denise Avant, Ellen Bartelt, Dustin Cather, Francisco Chang, Alex Camino, Marilyn Green, Patty Chang, Sabrina Kimbrough, Sarah Luna, Glenn Moore, Kathy Randall, Bill Reif, Caitlin Ryan, Kutsai Shava, Deborah Stein, and Ayub Zarakat. And those are the members who are eligible to vote. You have the officers plus 2 general board seats. So the first office that is up for election is the Office of Illinois Association of Blind Students President. That is currently being held by Emma Meyer. May I get a nomination for the office of president for IEBS?
I nominate Ellen Bartelt.
The name.
I have,
the name of Ellen Bartelt has been placed into nomination. Ellen, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
I nominate Dustin Cathers.
Dustin Cathers' name has been placed in nomination. Dustin, do you accept?
I do not, but I appreciate the nomination.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? All right. The only name that we have that has been placed in nomination is the name of Ellen Bartelt. So I think... I think we better go ahead and just vote. So just to be sure, because this process doesn't seem to call for acclamation. So those of you who are eligible to vote, please go ahead and vote. Which is going to be option number one. If in fact you want Ellen Bartelt to be your next student president. And Bridget, you have that, right?
I do.
It's live?
It is.
Okay.
Denise, can you repeat that number? Francisco got a bounce and it's programmed into my phone, please.
Okay. 630-547-3598.
3598. Thank you.
Yes.
It looks like we have a raised hand from a Dan. Are we addressing people from the floor right now?
Denise, we're 100%. Everybody who was in the room that I have checked off who was eligible to vote and registered, they have all voted.
Okay.
And congratulations, Ellen. Wins by 100%.
All right.
Can I say something?
Would you like to make a brief remark?
I'm really excited that you, as the members, have voted me as president. I'm excited to get things moving, and I have a lot of ideas to grow and make us a bigger and more involved student division.
Okay. The next office up for election is the first vice president of IABS, currently being held by Dustin Cather. May I have the nominations are now open. Is there a nomination for the office of first vice president? Are there any nominations for the office of first vice president of IABS?
I nominate Sarah Luna.
Okay. The name of Sarah Luna has been placed into nomination. Sarah, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? All right, hearing none, we will now go out and vote those who are eligible to do so. And you press one for Sarah Luna if you want her to be your first vice president.
And we have our results. And congratulations, 100%, Sarah Luna.
All right, Sarah, if you have any words that you would like to say, you can do that.
Well, I am very honored to be elected, and I am very excited to help move this division forward and make it as best as we can possibly make it. So I'm very excited. Thank you.
Okay. The office of second vice president of IABS is currently being held by Amy Bosco. The nominations for this office are now open. May I get a nomination for the office of second vice president?
I nominate Natalio Abar.
Okay, Natalio Abar has been placed in nomination for second vice president. Natalia, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Ellis Gamino.
Okay. Nelly Gamino has placed into nomination the name of Alex Gamino. Alex, do you accept?
May I accept with my current position still?
Oh, I forgot you were on it.
Okay, so
are you on a position? I wasn't sure.
He is in his office is not up this term.
Ah, okay.
Right.
So unless there's some reason you wanted to move up, it's up to you.
Okay. If I accept, will my position be available for somebody else?
Yes, it will. If you are successful, it will be.
Right. Okay.
You'll be serving in that position.
Then I accept. Thank you.
Okay. So we have the name of Natalia Abar and Alex Gamino for the office of second vice president. Are there any other nominations? So we have a contest. If you are voting for Natalia, you're going to press one. If you are voting for Alex, you will press two.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
How old do you have to be to nominate somebody?
Well, you certainly need to be you can't be under 18. Let me just put it that way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. I heard another question from the floor. Yeah. I think.
Denise, should we have each of the candidates say a few words so that we get to know them a little bit?
Sure. We can do that now. Okay. So Natalia, let's start with you since you were first to be nominated.
Excuse me one second. People have been voting. Do we want to cancel this right now and wait?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll reset.
All right. Thank you. So Natalia, you have been, your name has been placed in the nomination. So you can say a few words.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Natalia Abar. I know I'm new here to the National Federation of the Blind and dealing with anything with the Federation. However, I can assure you guys that I am a hard worker. I firmly believe in the Federation philosophy and that every blind person can live the life they want. All they have to do is apply the proper knowledge to be successful. They have to be dedicated. And if I'm elected second vice president of IABS, I will work hard to advance this association forward. I'll put in my 100% effort to ensure that this association is successful. Thank you.
Okay. And Alex, would you like to say words in your behalf?
Hello, my name is Alex Camino. I've been serving as a part of the IABS board for the past 5 or so years, and I've been a part of the NFB for the last 17 since I was around 3 years old. If I'm elected to the spot of second vice president of IABS, I promise to fulfill my duty well and do the position and the federation justice. So thank you very much.
Okay. So now, having heard statements from the two nominees, it is time to vote. So you vote 1 if you are in favor of Natalia, 2 if you are in favor of Alex Camino for the office of second vice president of IABS.
Okay, hold on a second. Everybody stop voting. Somebody who was not eligible to vote, vote it. Unless somebody came in the room that I don't know about. Let me check. Hold on 1 second. Where am I on my list? Let me see. I was missing Bill Reif, Caitlin Ryan. And Francisco isn't. Okay. All right. Okay. The results are in. Let's see. Natalia Obar won that election.
All right. Hey. Natalia, you are now the second vice president of IABS. I don't know if you have any further words. If you do, you are welcome to speak at this time.
Nina.
Yes, Nina.
Sorry, I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Just for my clarification, where does that 18 rule come from? That someone has to be over 18? I'm just curious, because like I have to review all the Constitution stuff, and I never saw anything like that in there.
Well, I mean, we...
Sorry, not putting you on the spot. Honestly, I'm just curious.
I mean,
I've never heard of that
least
before.
Over 16. And I know that the person is 12.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Now, Natalia, do you have any other words that you'd like to say? I'm going to assume that you don't. The office of secretary
Miss Yvonne, I apologize. I wasn't unmuted. First, I'd like to thank everyone first and foremost for giving me this opportunity. As I stated, I know I'm new here. You guys don't know that much about me. And preferably, you know, I was kind of hoping that Alex had won, you know, because he's spent more time with the Federation. However, I was given the position by you guys, and I will 100% ensure you all that I'll do my best to fill the shoes of second vice president of IABS. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Natalia. All right. So now the office of secretary is up for election. This office is currently being held by Elizabeth Sprecher. Are there any nominations for this office of secretary? Are there any nominations?
I nominate Sabrina.
Okay, the name of Sabrina Kimbrough has been placed into nomination for the office of secretary of IABS. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Raven Rosa.
Ellen has placed in nomination the name of, Sabrina, do you accept before we go
on? I accept.
Okay. Ellen has placed into nomination the name of Raven Wilson. Raven, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Okay. Let's see.
We have a raised hand from a Sydney.
Sydney, we can't recognize you at this time. You're not able to vote in this election, and we do need to move on. All right. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, I'm going to ask Bridget.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to vote. I was trying to ask a question. I was trying to ask who was that person that voted earlier.
We're out of that election and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't answer your question. I'll try to answer it later.
Okay.
Denise, you
yes.
were going to say something.
Yeah, I was wanting to know if you could take a look at our membership list. I just want to see if both these people whose names are on are actual members of either of the Illinois mm-hmm. affiliate.
Right, I wondered that too. Sabrina. Sabrina is a member of, I'm looking at the IABS list. She's okay. a member of IABS. I do not have Raven on the IABS list. Let me take a look at the regular membership list. And let's put this, okay, it's in alpha order. Sabrina is a member of the NFB of Illinois list. And I have a Howard Wilson, but I do not have a Raven Wilson on the NFB of Illinois list.
Okay. Raven, you are not a dues-paying member of the Illinois affiliate. And I believe the provisions of our Constitution say that you must be a dues-paying member to be able to hold office in the affiliate, let alone any of its chapters. I don't think we can entertain your nomination.
Denise, this is Patty. I'm sorry to do this, but I don't think that's accurate. I think okay. you don't have to be a member to run. You have to be a member to vote. It's okay. weird, but I don't see anything in our Constitution that says you have to. Now, Raven, I would strongly suggest that if you win, you pay immediately. It's not a good look if you're not a member. But okay. I don't think that, and frankly, I'm going to take it into account when I vote, but I don't think the Constitution says you have to be a member. It should, but I don't think it does.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, because I'm glad somebody's able to look at the Constitution.
Why I didn't answer right away. I went back to look.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So then, Raven, I take that back. You may run. We will consider your candidacy. But before we take our vote, we will hear from first Sabrina, whose name was placed in nomination. And then we'll move on to Raven.
Okay, so I have been...
Sabrina, you have a minute.
Okay. I've been in NFB for about 8 weeks, and I believe I would be an excellent candidate due to diversity and just wanting to go ahead and enact the principle of getting action started as soon as possible. So I hope to receive your vote.
Okay. Miss Raven, you can make a statement if you so desire.
Right. Hi, everybody. I'm Raven, and I am new to the NFP, but I, you know, if elected, I would do my best to enact the principles of the NFP. I'm really passionate about changing the world for blind people and about being extremely detail-oriented. So,
okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you press 1 if you're going to vote for Sabrina, and 2 if you're voting for Raven.
The poll is now open.
Okay.
Okay, all of the eligible voters have voted, and Sabrina won this election.
Okay, Sabrina, do you have anything additional you wish to say?
Okay, I appreciate being placed in nomination. I appreciate the encouragement that I received, both within and without the organization, and I look forward to gaining experience as a IF member and as an NFP member and advancing the cause. Thank you again.
Thank you, Sabrina. All right, so the next office we will be going to is that of IAB's treasurer, and that is currently being held by Glenn Moore. The nominations for the office of treasurer are now open.
I nominate Glenn Moore.
Glenn's name has been placed into nomination. Glenn, do you accept?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we will now vote for the office of treasurer. If you accept Glenn as your treasurer for another term, please vote 1.
I'm here talking to myself. Everyone has voted. Congratulations, Glenn. You got 100%.
Okay. Glenn, do you have any words that you wish to say at this time?
Sure, real quick. Thanks, everybody. I'm very excited to have your vote of approval. And it's been a labor of love, and I look forward to the next 2 years.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are now on to our general board seats. The first one is that is up is currently being held by Caitlin Ryan. And by the way, I did not mention earlier, these are 2-year terms. So this is seat is currently being held by Caitlin Ryan. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Elizabeth Sprecher.
Okay. The name of Elizabeth Sprecher has been placed into nomination. Are there any other, Elizabeth, do you accept?
Yes, I do. I accept.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, we will now go out and vote to press 1 if you are in favor of Elizabeth Sprecher to hold this board position.
Okay, and let me make sure. Okay, I'm not talking to myself again. 100% for Elizabeth. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. Would you like to make any statement?
Yes. So I am so excited to be part of NFBI or IABS, and I strongly believe in the philosophy and that we can live the lives we want, and that there's nothing that holds us back. And I can't wait to move forward in the progress of NFB.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. The last office that is up for nomination is another general board seat. That is currently being held by Ellen Bartelt. Are there any nominations for the last board seat?
I nominate Debbie Stein.
Yep.
Okay, the name of Debbie Stein has been placed into nomination. Debbie, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, there are no other nominations, but we will give people an opportunity to vote to see if you want Ms. Stein to serve in this position.
Okay, and Debbie Stein receives 100%.
Okay, so Debbie, would you like to make a few remarks?
Well, just to thank you for your confidence in me. It's been a while since we've had somebody from the NFBI board serving on the IABS board, and I am very happy to help in that capacity.
Okay. Well, I want to say congratulations to the newly elected board members of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. I also want to thank the outgoing members of the board. Thank you very much for your service for the past 2 years. We are all looking forward to the next stage of IAB's progress. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dustin.
All right. I like to mirror what Denise just said. Congratulations to all. And you know, I'll still be around and hang out with you guys at your calls and give any assistance or advice that you guys would wish from me. And yeah, just congratulations. But this, yeah, this concludes our business.
Patty?
Yeah.
Sorry, just one thing. I would suggest that Ellen put Raven to work right away. I realize that you didn't win the election, which I think is strongly in part because you're new, but that doesn't mean we won't put you to work.
I agree.
I will put everybody to work.
Yeah.
That's the spirit.
Become a member.
That's right.
All right. Well, this once again, congratulations to all. And this concludes our business meeting. And looks like we have 4 minutes to spare.